5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it's always a good night to talk football, and that's what we'll do for the next 2 hours. Welcome, welcome to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, Fanatics. Your humble servant, Glenn Davis here. Michael Carroll behind the glass here tonight as usual. Now, those of you who are pushing the sport forward, yes, that is you, the listener. You that call into the show, you that bring an opinion, and you that download the podcast. Keep it up. You can always get the podcast at ESPN975.com. Go to the audio vault. Click on Soccer Matters. Humbly here to serve you tonight. Born in the beautiful Garden State of New Jersey, and by the grace of God, now a Houstonian. We stream at ESPN975.com. The call-in number throughout the night, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. ESPN. Get out from behind the safety of the computer, of the internet, of social media. Get on the air tonight with me. Agree, disagree with the host or other callers. Nobody here is claiming to know it all, but do have a little bit of experience in the game, and that always helps with the discussion. Let's have an opinion. We welcome all of this in our amazing soccer city of Houston, Texas. All right, the lead story today, Bayern Munich. This was unbelievable today, the first 45 minutes. Like a well-oiled machine, just absolutely destroying FC Porto, who today in the semifinals of the Champions League, the quarterfinals, came in with a 3-0 aggregate lead. After 27 minutes, it was 3-0 Bayern Munich. Thiago, Jerome Boateng, Robert Lewandowski picking up two, Thomas Müller. The end of the night, it ends 5-1. Now, remember, Porto shocked Bayern in the first leg 3-1. Crazed journalists saying that Pep Guardiola could get fired. Maybe not that crazed, based on Bayern Munich and FC Hollywood. Crazed if you didn't think there was a good chance they were coming back today. They don't lose at home. Robert Lewandowski, Mario Götze, Thomas Müller running rampant, ripping limb by limb apart Porto. Porto looked frozen, did not live up to the moment, could not handle the pressure and the anxiety of Bayern Munich at the Allianz Arena. And by the way, yes, just this little footnote here for you. And I'd love for you to comment, 713-780-3776. Just a little footnote. Bayern Munich does this without Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery, and Bastian Schweinsteiger. So no one's going to be surprised if they win the Champions League. The depth, unbelievable. Bayern Munich on to the semifinals. Speaking of unbelievable, Barcelona also advanced. It was showtime at the Camp Nou. Andreas Iniesta and Neymar, the entertainers. 2-0 win for Barcelona over PSG after a bit of a slow start. The final was a 5-1 aggregate. PSG money does not buy you success against Barcelona. Iniesta to Neymar, absolutely magical. Iniesta runs through four players, picking up a ball deep in his own half, sets up Neymar. These guys, they don't even look like they break a sweat. Neymar's last, he gets by David Luiz. Neymar would get another 5-1 on aggregate semifinals for the seventh time in 8 years. Let me say that again. Seventh time in 8 years semifinals for Barcelona. For those of you who think they're dead, tiki-taka's gone, whatever, say what you want. Get into reality. Isn't it about time to credit Luis Enrique, too, for getting three superstars to play together, Messi, Neymar, and Luis Suarez? Remember, Juan Johan Cruyff, the legendary Johan Cruyff, so influential in the style of play and the soccer system set up at Barcelona. The legendary Johan Cruyff saying, can't happen. They all can't play together. Well, it can happen. Luis Enrique has somehow pulled it off. Guest tonight, Warren Barton of Fox Sports will be on the show a little bit later on. Got a two-part interview with former Houston Dynamo, Jeff Cameron of Stoke City. Now, if we look at Europe, Jeff Cameron of Stoke, Tim Howard of Everton, and Brad Guzan are the three players in arguably the best league in the world that are getting real playing time for the United States. Sal Mitha of Talking Foosball. We'll go to Munich, Germany to talk to him about what occurred here. We've got Bad Boys tonight featuring a nasty white cap who lost his mind. The Bayern Munich goal of the week is a beauty. Kenny Chesney tickets. There is such a thing. Country fans like soccer. Soccer fans like country. I've got Kenny Chesney tickets to give away here tonight, plus Dynamo Sporting KC tickets for Saturday night, which will also air on Root Sports. Are you with me yet? Or are you keeping up with me tonight? 713-780-3776 is the number. The Dynamo, tremendous road performance in D.C., drawing 1-1. We can talk about that as well. And our thanks to Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, 7-Up Liberty Kitchen, Bar Munich, the gorgeous Gale Bar, Bud Light, and the Daspit Law Firm for putting soccer on the airwaves. Support these great sponsors. Get in the queue here tonight to talk the game. Is Chelsea boring? They got a 1-0 win over Manchester United. So let's just put this nonsense of Chelsea blowing the Premier League title to the side. Enough. It's done. It's their title. It was done before this game. But more importantly, it's done now that they beat Manchester United 1-0. They will play Arsenal this weekend. Match was very predictable. Chelsea would defend Mourinho style. Again, coming out saying he didn't want the ball, similar to his days at Inter Milan, because he didn't want to compromise the shape of his team and the structure of his team. But this game fell for United. Wayne Rooney had an unbelievable wide-open opportunity off his left foot in the beginning of the game. They score that goal, this whole day could have been a very different day. And you could say that a lot about big games. But for teams that defend deep, the biggest way to harm them, the biggest way to take them out of it tactically, the biggest way to take them into a place that's against their nature is to score a goal and produce a goal. And it's so difficult when it's so thick and heavy and teams defend that deep that there's no space behind. So Wayne Rooney, you know, he's probably thinking about that one today. Pulled it wide left with his left foot. Here is also why Chelsea's so good. They can attack with two and three guys against six and produce goals. That's what Eden Hazard did. But you imagine how many more great moments of soccer we could get out of Eden Hazard if, in fact, Chelsea played a more attack-oriented brand of football. Think about it. Chelsea fan, it's tough to watch a defensive brand of football for a majority of time. I'm questioning you. Is it tough to watch a defensive brand of football for the majority of time, or is it just about results and that's all that matters? Louis van Gaal says this was one of their best matches of the year, the Manchester United manager, with dominant possession. But the fact is, Chelsea got the result. So the aesthetics can be debated. And then it comes down to what you want out of football, how and why you watch it. You may just watch it for the results, and that's okay. And you know what? You can do that in England because the game is firmly rooted there and doesn't have any other competition. Here in the United States, Major League Soccer has to continue each and every week to think about entertainment. because the fans have to be entertained a bit more here. I was in San Antonio for the U.S.-Mexico. I want your opinion on that match. Did you go to the game? It's another win for the United States over Mexico. And Mexico fan, don't tell me it doesn't hurt. It does. Because I was at that stadium and I walked out with fans. And it doesn't matter that stars aren't there. It doesn't. Because the alternative as to not winning that game is losing that game. And that's not good when it comes to U.S.-Mexico. Then again, that was one of the weaker Mexican teams I've ever seen. They didn't even have the fight and spirit in them. I thought they were a very tame group and almost were submissive at the end of that game. It was not a real Mexico team. It did not show any of the passion of Miguel Herrera. And you can say it doesn't mean anything, but when there's 64,000 fans, a television audience, it does mean something. Because that's just the way it is. Condition it any way you like. It was a 2-0, 2-0 win for the United States. But the big winners here, the soccer community of San Antonio, the city of San Antonio, with the dollars that came in, essentially for hotels, food, drink. What a moneymaker this is. But my question to you, do you think 64,000 fans would have come out in Mexico to see two teams with less than their top stars playing? Es no posible. Would not happen. Goals from Jordan Morris, a college player at Stanford, by the way, lived up to it in front of 64,000 fans, whom the Seattle Sounders has been trying to sign. Juan Agudelo was the difference. William Yarbrough of León got the second half in goal for the U.S. Michael Bradley, Mix Discarute shined on a tremendously poor field. Omar Gonzalez and Ventura Alvarado of Club America locking down the two center back positions for the United States. Kyle Beckerman went off injured on, again, what was a pathetically poor surface. Match after match, these brought-in pieces of sod laid over artificial surface or something else, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. 713-780-3776. Bayern Munich, Porto, Barcelona, PSG. Let's start it off right now with Champions League talk. BJ, what's on your mind, BJ?
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm good, BJ. How are you?
Doing great. Enjoyed the good football today.
Yeah, who didn't?
Yeah.
There was a lot of it to feast our eyes on, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. A lot of goals, especially. So I was curious, not so much about your thoughts on today's game, but I want to talk about tomorrow's next round of games. Specifically, I think I heard today that now Benzema's out for Real Madrid. Curious how well you think Real will fare against Atleti, given all their injuries. If Modric's out, Bale out, seems like everybody's falling down at the wrong time for them.
Well, there is no doubt that Atletico Madrid is in the head of Real Madrid. How many times have they played this year? Seven?
Yeah, six or seven. I think they haven't lost at all.
Real hasn't beaten them once. Real is going to be without Gareth Bale and Karim Benzema, like you said, supposedly. That, I think, is going to play into the whole mental aspect of this. More pressure on Ronaldo. You just got to wonder if the law of averages ultimately catches up. But Atletico Madrid was when this draw was announced, that was the absolute worst draw that Real Madrid could get because – specifically, they know how to play against Real Madrid better than anybody. They have a lot of practice at it. Diego Simeone's in their head. I don't know what I can predict. All I can predict is I think it'll be a very close game. It'll be clearly a very emotional game. I think emotional control will be a vital piece to this. This will again be Atletico, defending like the dogs of war and the cavalier spirit and gritty, tough, getting in people's faces, trying to keep it close, and then win the game on a set piece or a moment of brilliance.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that, like you said, they're best set up to face Real out of anybody left in the Champions League, except for maybe Barcelona. But
if Bale and Benzema were going to play, I would have said Real Madrid wins this. But without 2/3 of their front line, Bale's calf problem, Benzema knee injury. Chicharito could play a big part in this.
Yeah, you never know. I completely agree. I think Benzema's been a little underrated for Real Madrid the past few Champions League games. It wasn't this past one against Atleti, but the one before that, where he was absolutely magnificent. Or maybe it was in the Clásico, actually, against Barcelona, one of the two. So I think not having him up front as an outlet for Ronaldo and other players is going to hurt them.
No question.
I also wanted to start about the U.S. game. You were just talking about that before it came on air, but somebody raised a good point. I was talking to a buddy of mine that Michael Bradley, while there's been a lot of debate about what his best position is, he played well, kind of playing at the top of the diamond, but someone raised a point that it was perhaps because he wasn't competing for that upfront space with Clint Dempsey, since Dempsey likes to drop back so deep. And maybe he's better against, or better with, two pure strikers up at the top rather than having to deal with sharing that space and that creativity with Dempsey.
Yeah, the question is the U.S. really going to play with two strikers up front? They get away with not doing that with playing Dempsey a little bit deeper. You know, the debate about Michael Bradley goes on. I think his best position is a holding midfielder, deeper, because he can pass the ball from there. You know, that debate can go on. Again, I think you have to be very careful to pull too many judgments out of that game against the quality of competition that was Mexico in this. It wasn't good. Still a big win. I'm not taking anything away from it, but it's a tough game to judge people other than newbies that are looking for opportunity, like a Jordan Morris, like a Juan Agudelo, like a Ventura Alvarado. I think this game was more important for players like that. And at the end of the day, that was the most important thing going on, was the assessment of individual players. Yet, it's still not a game you lose. Can you imagine if the U.S. lost that game, the daggers that would be flying on Jurgen Klinsmann right now? Yeah. Anything else, BJ?
I'm glad I'm not a Mexico fan right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, you can say what you want. You can condition it. You can say it's less than a full complement of players. It isn't. We got that. Everybody knows that. But when there's 64,000 people there, you're playing to win. And when it's U.S.-Mexico, you're playing to win. And you're playing to make big bucks as well. There's a ton of money being made on these things. They could have turned this around 3 days later in Phoenix, Arizona, with the same players and sold it out again.
Yep.
Okay, BJ, thank you.
Thanks for the time, Glenn. Talk to you later.
Great start. Thank you very much. BJ kicking us off here. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what do you got, Dylan? Dylan? Well, we're trying to get Dylan on. We got a lot of good guests here tonight. Again, there's a two-part interview with Jeff Cameron. I think you're going to find it fascinating. We'll play part one tonight. We will have Warren Barton on the show again, former Newcastle defender in the Premier League. He will be on the show here tonight as well. Number to call in, 713-780-3776. We may have just lost Dylan, so Dylan, please call back. We will get you on the air, 713-780-3776. I got Dynamo tickets to give out. I've got Kenny Chesney tickets to give out. Let's line them up. Your thoughts on Bayern Munich today in the Champions League? Your thoughts on Barcelona? Let's line them up tonight. 713-780-3776. Tomorrow, Juventus will try to put themselves back into the eyes of the upper echelon of world soccer. Quick moment here for Bud Light. Soccer fans, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team, the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com, season tickets for the Dynamo and Dash. And Bud Light reminds you to get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium to catch international soccer as well. Remember, the Gold Cup is going to be there this summer. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. 7-Up, a great solo or as a mixer. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. It delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10, which has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Finally, the perfect 10. 713-780-3776. Champions League, Premier League, Dynamo, U.S.-Mexico. Have a take.
Say, yeah, it's better to burn out.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
Benatz. 1-0. Didn't, of course, not realize it for too much. Xavi Alonso's delivery, attacked by Van Stuba. On by Boateng! Lahm. Muller. Lewandowski! You wouldn't be surprised if Bayern are 3 up at half time. Thank goodness they win. They come again to Thomas Muller. Oh, it's gone in! Couldn't clear. Muller hungrier to get there than Casemiro, doing so well. Muller. Now Lewandowski! It's blistering from Bayern Munich. Xavi Alonso puts the seal on a wonderful night for Bayern Munich.
Count them, 6. 3-1 aggregate down to Porto. They put 6 on the Portuguese, who never had a chance. It was like a death march. It was a rough night. If you're a Porto fan, we've all had them. But Bayern Munich just absolutely runs rampant. 3 goals in 27 minutes. It was over. You could tell it. It was very consistent with what Bayern has done at home when having struggles in first legs. Remember, they stuck 6 or 7 on Shakhtar Donetsk as well in a second leg. 713-780-3776, a great place to go, Irish pub. It's the Gorgeous Gale in West University. Irish hospitality at the Gorgeous Gale. Celebrate with domestic and crafted beers. Great, strong whiskey menu. Exquisite cocktails, great food, thegorgeousgalebar.com. 5555 Morningside in West University. They show a lot of games. The Gorgeous Gale is a great place to watch games. Go there tomorrow to watch the Champions League. Got a shot at watching Juventus tomorrow. Gorgeousgale.com. And our good friend Peter over there, who's not going to be very happy about the Liverpool result, which likely means that the final game for Steven Gerrard in a Liverpool uniform is going to be at the Britannia Stadium against Jeff Cameron and Stoke City. How about that? 713-780-3776. Dynamo tickets to give away tonight. I got Kenny Chesney tickets as well. We're going to put the Soca train on a little bit later. You'll understand what that is once you hear it. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what do you got?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Very good, Brian. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. Hard not to be great after the Champions League games today. Both of them, despite the lopsided scorelines aggregate-wise, were pretty entertaining.
I would say that's entertainment. Yes.
But I just wanted to comment a little bit about Barcelona. I remember hearing the stuff about, you know, Johan Cruyff saying that these three can't play together. But I just wanted to get your thoughts because I thought it was interesting coming from Cruyff because, you know, the whole Clockwork Orange and all that stuff, they're formation was a 4-3-3, and that's kind of what Barca has morphed into. So I thought that it was very odd that he thinks that the three superstars can't play together, and yet they're playing in Cruyff's preferred formation.
I don't think it had to do with the formation, what he was saying. I think he was talking about personality, superstars, ego, and sharing a ball. And we all found out that they could do that. I think Lionel Messi is perfectly aware of the fact that if they're going to continue to achieve things, he can't be the lone wolf as far as a player of stature that's going to be marked out of games consistently. So now you got Neymar running off you. You got Luis Suarez running off you. I think in a way it protects him. Maybe he gets kicked a little bit less. I think Cruyff's comments were strictly based on individual players' ego and being able to share a ball, which I don't think
been a problem. I disagree on that part as well. Because, you know, Messi has Ronaldo pushing him for, you know, trying to get among the best 2, 3, 4, 5 players of all time. Suarez, his ego maybe not quite as what it was when he was with Liverpool, because now he's trying to prove that he can do it at a big club. And Neymar trying to prove that he can, you know, be the next big thing. Like you were saying, Messi being aware that they have to, you know, win hardware. I think that sharing the load will only increase the effectiveness of all three.
100%. I mean, look, when Johan talks, people listen. And Johan gets it right a lot, but Johan also has what I think is what makes him incredibly interesting, not to mention that he was just an unbelievable soccer player with a soccer brain that was very different, but he looks at the game very differently than other people. I remember watching him once on a set with three other English guys, and they were talking about a goal that was scored. I don't know if it was the European Championships or what. And guy scores a goal, and Johan Cruyff said, no, he should have passed it to this guy. And then they're showing the replay. And so, I mean, he goes against the grain, but he also is the reason that Barcelona is Barcelona. He changed the entire thought process there, player, coach, and set up the youth system. So he is what he is. Luis Enrique has to get large credit here as the leader and the manager for getting these three guys 100%. To play together. Yeah.
Absolutely, because to me, the most impressive thing about Barca, I mean, you know, you have the three amigos up top, but with Pique not having necessarily his best year and Mascherano playing essentially out of position and Matthew, I mean, he's okay, but he's not a world-class defender. Their back four isn't exactly a formidable one, and I think, you know, I don't have stats in front of me, but they have one of the best defenses in La Liga. Like, I just don't understand how they're doing what they're doing defensively.
Well, when you have the ball as much as they do, you don't have to defend as much. I've never liked Javier Mascherano as a center back. I like him as a holding midfielder. I still don't understand when he plays as a center back, you know, why they haven't found another one to partner Pique. But look, it's Barcelona. It's Barcelona, and it's a team that has to be considered one of the favorites to take it all, along with Bayern Munich.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Shifting gears some, I, you know, of course, watched all of the Dynamo game this week, and I thought that overall it was a pretty impressive performance on the road, earning a point against DC. I don't know if you had heard, but did we get any word on what exactly is wrong with Will Bruin? I know he was kind of limping off there.
Foot injury.
Didn't he limp off? He had some kind of foot issue, it looked like, because he went off to the sideline at
foot
one
injury.
Point, and then I think they subbed Hoffman on.
Yeah, had a foot problem, but he was down in training today, so he looks okay.
Okay, well then, you know, I think I remember you making comments about this. They look so much better when Giles Barnes and Will Bruin are linking up together. Is there a reason why they're not, you know, having a two forward system? Or
yeah, because the three set
sure what's up with
because
that.
The three set in midfield has worked incredibly effectively, and it's meant that there's really one lone striker, and that goes to Barnes now in the eyes of Owen Coyle, it seems, because he's a threat behind defenses. You remember they went to a two-striker system in the second half because he went down a goal. They wouldn't have went to
right.
it because they were playing great up until the time the free kick was scored by Chris Rolfe. The three,
which was amazing.
Yeah, it was. The three set in midfield has taken the edge off Obafemi Martins and Dempsey. It's taken the edge off of Robbie Keane and Jozy Zardes. And it took the edge off of Pontius and Arrieta. It's working incredibly effectively because teams are having a hard time playing into their strikers. But here's what we love about Owen Coyle. Beginning of the second half, he's not waiting the last 5 minutes to try and win the game or try and steal a point off a free kick. He changed the tactics, takes off Luis Garrido, and brings on Will Bruin, who has his best game of the year, in my opinion.
And, heck, they could have had another one there with a similar play that Will Bruin had on the one that got him the goal. I thought that it was great change of tactics and almost stole all the points there.
I hope Dynamo fans are watching very closely the subtle things this manager is doing. It's a better defensive team. They're protecting Tyler Derrick much better in the last couple games. He's making the big save he needs in certain games, and it's all good right now, Brian. Thank you very much for your call tonight.
I just had one other thing real quick, if we could, Glenn.
Yes.
Jurgen Klopp, I just wanted to discuss him a little bit. I know that he's leaving Dortmund and, you know, all the speculation has him going to England. I just thought what you might think the best fit for him could be. I've heard rumblings about perhaps Liverpool and Man City, but, I mean, just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on him. I think he's a brilliant manager.
He is, and if he leaves Germany, he's going to have to adapt to the Premier League. But I think the man is a brilliant manager. I think he's going to be successful wherever he goes. He's being linked to everybody. Arsenal's even in there, too. Arsene Wenger's not going anywhere. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens with him. But he's a highly sought-after manager. And later on in the show, I've got Sal Mitha from Germany. He's going to address that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Thanks, Glenn. Keep up the good work. Love listening to the show.
Brian, thanks for your support. Thanks for your call tonight.
So not
Brian,
a problem.
Brian Wayne in there with the – there's a guy up on his game. He's talking everything. Let's go to Mr. Ellington. What's up, Mr. Ellington?
Yeah, hello again. I'm a first-time caller, and I must say I'm very, very impressed about your knowledge about the football here in America. And I've been playing soccer and came over here on scholarship in the early 90s and played against some of the star players for the U.S. team in 2002 and 2006. So I'm very excited about being on the show, and again, I appreciate your knowledge and listening to the show. The question I have for you is USA, and I'm talking to my lads back home. USA, do you think that they are getting credit from an average American for what they've accomplished, especially during the World Cup last summer? That's question one.
Yep.
Question two is, who do you think will go down in the Premier League this year?
Okay.
Question three is, after the game against Chelsea, Man U, I thought Luis Gal, although of course he was disappointed by his loss, even though he admitted he played very well, I thought he was very arrogant. And the last question I have for you was, the top teams in MLS, do you think that they would do well in the Premier League?
Okay. So stay with me. First of all, do I detect the South African accent?
Sorry?
Do I detect the South African accent?
No, I'm Norwegian.
So, okay.
I have Ken Lola, the coach.
Oh, you did. Ken Lola's a good friend of mine. Grew up in New Jersey with him, doing a great job.
Yeah,
with
there you go. With Sam. Exactly. So he's my coach when he started coaching right down in Belmont Abbey, North Carolina.
Very good. I played professionally against him. Ken is a great guy. He's got an incredible program now at Louisville with an unbelievable stadium.
Well. He did well.
Yeah.
I mean, for the moment, I came down to Carolina and he took over and what he had done with the Sips and then Louisville. We did well with our program in a small little town outside Charlotte, getting up on UNC with Eddie Pope and those guys. It's been tremendous. So it's a lot of fun. That's why I'm curious to hear your comment, because I still think within the next two World Cups, USA will be in the semifinal for sure.
So what
I'm frustrated is about the U.S. knowledge. They're getting much better, of course. But do they appreciate, like in 2002, they came to quarterfinal? I don't think that they got a lot of credit.
Well, look, you've been in this country long enough to know that there's three other traditional sports here and a lifestyle that's not necessarily shared by the rest of the world based on the country's wealth, okay? It's a tough grind. And guys like – I'm glad you brought Ken Lola up, because guys like Ken Lola – and there's a whole group of guys that grew up, including all these guys that I played with in and against in the 80s, that – loved the sport and stuck with it. And loved the sport and stuck with it at times when it was not the most popular sport in America. We just happened to be fortunate to grow up in areas around ethnic pockets of larger cities, which then influenced us through ethnic groups, whether it was Greeks, Germans, Scots, Portuguese, on and on. There were very defined areas where I grew up in New Jersey, which is where we got our influences, and of course a tremendous youth coach named Tom McDonald in my case. But he's a man that's worked this game forever, okay? And there's a lot of those guys that are parts of the pioneers of the sport in this country. There's many of them that never even get mentioned. There are many of them in Houston that are just have remarkable stories that never get any sort of a pat on the back, you know? I mean, sometimes You know, the current generation thinks soccer began here with Major League Soccer. It's just the way it goes. But it is good to reach back in history sometimes. We have four other professional soccer teams that were here, and all those players spilled out in Houston and remained in the game, a lot of them. So I think it's still a tough sell. But, yes, did we make some progress? Does the data show after the last World Cup that more and more people are getting in tune to soccer and understanding its competition against the world when you're playing in a World Cup with an entire world playing the game? The entire world doesn't play American football, NFL style. Most of the rest of the world couldn't afford the equipment. So, you know, I think these are just things that need to be put into relative standards. So when people make the argument that, well, you know, Americans are used to the best. Yeah, well, you know, your traditional sports, you're not competing against the world. Although NBA's gotten a little bit more international for sure. Hockey is in some pockets. It doesn't even come close to soccer.
No.
It doesn't even come close. So that's the first phase of it. Are we as Americans becoming more educated, more fanatical about the sport, more interested in it? Absolutely. And there are numbers to back up that outside of American football, secondarily, kids that are teenagers into their, you know, late 20s, 30 are going to soccer because it's a lively, fast-moving game. There's other things that are playing a big factor in this, like, you know, FIFA gaming systems and all these other things where kids are understanding who the players are, the amount of it on television, et cetera, et cetera. So, look, until more and more people with a soccer background and understanding of it get into positions of influence in this country, which is happening now, it'll be tough to change it. What are the other two questions? Who you think are going to go down in the Premier League?
In the Premier League, who do you think will go down this year?
Yep.
And the top teams in the MLS, do you think they would survive the Premier League? And the last question I had also, I thought, Louis Gaal after the game was very, very arrogant to the commentators. And of course, we all are competitive.
Yep.
We hate to lose. And I just thought he was very arrogant.
Yeah, well, managers always say things in the heat of the moment after games to tell you how good their teams play. And a lot of times you go, well, was it watching the same game? But we'll address all that. I think Manchester United probably played the better soccer, but in the end, the tactics of Mourinho win out. Mr. Ellington, I'm going to let you go, but I'll address those three when we come back, okay?
All right, thank you
so much for calling in tonight here. Hey, I got a four-pack right now. Dynamo Sporting Kansas City, you get a parking pass. It's April 25th, Saturday. Four tickets, Budweiser Party Deck, parking pass, 7:30 p.m. The Bud Light Beer Garden Package starts at $35, includes your ticket, pregame beverages, commemorative Dynamo sunglasses. You can buy these packages. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com/tickets. Ticket giveaway is courtesy of our friends Silver Eagle and Budweiser. But right now, I got a free four-pack. Dynamo Sporting Kansas City, all those elements I just talked about. Budweiser Party Deck, parking pass for Saturday night, Sporting Kansas City. Seventh caller at 713-780-3776. Four-pack to Dynamo Sporting Kansas City.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial accidents. You name it, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, car accidents to wrongful death cases. It's DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, with the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your situation, that you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right to compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm. Supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915, or toll-free, 888-273-1045, both in English and Spanish. Soccer Matters. Thanks, the Daspit Law Firm. So welcome back to the show. We're just trying to get Warren Barton on here now, who's a great analyst for Fox. And we're trying to get him on the program here to get a word with him on the Premier League, on the Champions League. Get him lined up here so you can hear his thoughts on what went on today with Bayern Munich, Barcelona, and then, of course, Manchester United and Chelsea over the weekend. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. Let's quickly continue with our discussion here tonight. Anything on your mind, U.S.-Mexico? If you went to the U.S.-Mexico game, give me your thoughts on it. Also, Champions League today, we saw Bayern Munich absolutely destroy Porto today. Is Bayern now the favorite to win the Champions League? Would you favor them over Barcelona? Remember, they did this today without Frank Ribery. They did it today without Arjen Robben, and they did it today without Bastian Schweinsteiger. Thomas Müller, Mario Götze, Thiago, and Robert Lewandowski leading the way. 713-780-3776. And Liverpool fans, knocked out of the FA Cup by Aston Villa. How hurtful was that? We can get into that as well. We'll talk a little bit of MLS here in a couple of upcoming segments. Later on tonight, we will have Jeff Cameron on the show as well. 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll take Dylan now. Dylan, what's on your mind, Dylan?
How are you doing, Glenn?
The sultry sounds of Dylan. Welcome into the show, Dylan.
Blessed to you and the staff and all the listeners out there. Just wanted to just, like, take on that game with Barcelona and PSG today. The defense on PSG was really sad, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess so. But, I mean, it's tough to contain the likes of Iniesta. It's tough to contain the likes of Suarez. It's tough to contain the likes of Messi and Neymar. And, I mean, I thought this was a pretty spectacular goal. Andreas Iniesta running through four and five guys and then laying on the perfect pass to Neymar.
Yeah, it was good offense on Barcelona. They're really sharing the ball together and showing the world how to play, how four or five superstars can really play. Maybe the whole team is superstars and they play together, share the ball, trust each other. It was remarkable. On another hand, Dynamo, I just want to join this with Dynamo, guys. Yo, just keep working hard, and yo, they did a good game over the weekend. Hopefully this weekend I could go to the Dynamo Stadium and take in the game with Sporting. And Glenn, I got something I want to share with you. What will you think if I have you as an honor on a most valuable trophy in one of my challenge tournament after school program coming up in May 6th?
Buddy, I'll do anything to help you support your tournament. I would come down there to help you wherever you are. You let me know. I might be able to bring some T-shirts and some other things, but anything you need me to do to help your tournament, I will do it, Dylan.
I sure appreciate it, Ben, and hopefully I see you at the stadium this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there. We'll be doing the game on Root Sports, so I look forward to seeing you there, Dylan. Thank you very much, as always, for your call.
All right, thank you. You listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN Radio Houston. Big up, Glenn. Thanks.
Thank you, Dylan. Always good to hear from Dylan. All right, let's quickly go to Warren Barton. He's the Fox analyst, and, of course, you've seen him many, many times in the Champions League and all the high-profile games. Also was a defender in the Premier League with Newcastle. Warren, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. No problem.
Yeah, we apologize. We had a hard time getting through with your number. All right, let's start off quickly here. First, your thoughts just overall on the Manchester United-Chelsea match this past weekend.
Well, I think it was a fantastic game and obviously a typical Mourinho performance. They did what they had to do. I think United would be disappointed the way they conceded a goal. But this Mourinho machine just keeps marching on. And, you know, they've not been as spectacular as we maybe would have liked. But they've been efficient, they've been ruthless, and they pick up the 3 points and now... for me, the title's over, and it's really an interesting who's going to finish second, third, and fourth.
A couple minutes in, Wayne Rooney had this wonderful opportunity. I, as a fan who has no dog in the fight, so wanted that goal to go in because I wanted the tactical game flipped on Mourinho to make them come out and play a little bit more. Could it have all been different if that goes in?
I think it is, but I think Mourinho's mindset is not to lose to like the Manchester United, not to lose to Arsenal, not to lose to City, and the rest will take care of itself. So I went into this game knowing that even if it was a 1-1 game going into the latter stages of the game, they was never going to lose. He was never going to lose this game. He doesn't lose to his big rivals. And as much as we all want to see a great chase and maybe a team collapse, and obviously United with the money that they've spent and Wayne Rooney, the form they're in, would have made it a lot more interesting for the end. But it's not Mourinho's way. He's just about winning and not getting defeated against his big rivals, who he knows is going to be there or thereabouts towards the end of the season.
So, Warren, his biggest struggles came, I guess, we would say in recent times with the different teams he's coached, Inter Milan, Chelsea, I guess with Real Madrid, right? Because there's always that insistence that Madrid plays a little bit more attacking brand of soccer. Could that have been a bit of a conflict there, a little bit of headbutting for him?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think, the top probably three or four teams in the world, not only do you have to win, and Sir Alex Ferguson said it, and Ancelotti said it, and Pep Guardiola, it's winning in style. And Mourinho wins in his own style, and that's not very pleasing on the eye. It's great for the trophy cabinet. I think that's where he got caught in a catch 22 this season, was to try and be flamboyant, and they was getting beat heavily. The White Hart Lane game comes to mind there. So I think he went back to what he knows, what he trusts, gone back to the players, and to win him. You're right. I think the higher up he would go in terms of the top three teams in Europe and possibly in the world, is they want to play. They not only do they want to win, they want to be entertained by playing attractive football, soccer. So I think from that point of view, that's where Mourinho and Real Madrid, particularly Casillas and Sergio Ramos and these type of players that have been brought up on the beautiful game, he wanted just to have his way or the highway, and that's how it works out for them too.
All right, tomorrow we got some fascinating Champions League. Before we get to that, real fast, this performance from Bayern Munich today, sans and without the likes of Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery, Bastian Schweinsteiger, that's a heck of a statement.
It's a marvellous performance, particularly when you take into their away performance against Porto. And that's why I said on Fox Sport is that, what Pep has done in recent years is really transformed Bayern Munich's identity to this strong athletic machine when they won the Champions League, to this more possession orientated. But they was ruthless today. They had the killer instinct. They got deliveries into the box, which is not normally the ticky-tacky football that we know. And when you put on to the fact that Ribery and Arjen Robben wasn't playing, Lewandowski now seems to have come of age. It took him a couple of months to get into the Bayern Munich way and put these players on top. I think they have to be the favourites to retain this because of his experience in this competition and obviously because of the players he has on the field. But Barcelona, looking at them today, and Messi and Suarez, Neymar, Iniesta, I think they're giving a good run for the Champions League trophy.
Warren, we know you got a meeting to get to. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on quickly here for a quick word. You've added to our show tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Take care.
All right, that's Warren Barton, Fox analyst there. We had to get him on here quickly here. A lot more to go tonight. Let's start lining some phone calls up, 713-780-3776. Hey, are there any country music fans out there right now? Seventh caller, you got Kenny Chesney tickets. Seventh caller, Kenny Chesney tickets. I'm going as well that night. Seventh caller, Kenny Chesney tickets at 713-780-3776. It's the Big Revival Tour at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's rain or shine, May 22nd. Seventh caller right now, a pair of tickets to Kenny Chesney.